由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今天的《天路导向》。
If you are joining us for the first time in this series of messages,
如果你今天是第一次收听我们的《天路导向》的话，
We have been studying the 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
我们正在这里看圣经的《哥林多后书》里面所教导的十五个积极生活的秘诀。
And so far, we have seen 6 of those 15 secrets.
咁到目前为止呢，我哋已经睇咗前面六个啦，十五个秘诀嘅六个。
And today, I'll share with you the 7th secret for positive living.
今日我喺度呢，要同你分享一下第七个积极生活嘅秘诀。
But I want to begin by giving you an illustration.
首先，我想为你举一个例子先。
People around the world are aware of the danger of bird flu.
依家世界各地嘅人咧都听过以前有禽流感啊。
When the flu was first discovered, some experts warned that the bird flu could kill as many as 1 billion people worldwide.
当禽流感最初被发现嘅时候，有啲专家提出警告话，全世界可能有10亿个人会死于禽流感。
So far, there is no natural immune for that possible plague.
直到今日，我哋亦都未揾到任何天然嘅免疫方法可以预防呢种瘟疫。
And there's only one medicine that can treat it.
而只有一种药可以医呢个病。
And this one medicine is only manufactured by only one pharmaceutical company in the world.
而呢一种药只有世上一间嘅药厂可以制造啊。
And that company cannot keep up with the unbelievable demand for stockpiling that medicine.
你知道于呢种药需求嘅大啊，系令人难以置信嘅，以至于呢间药厂根本供不应求。
When I first heard of this possible threat,
当我第一次听讲禽流感呢种病所能带来的威胁的时候，
I could not help but think of another plague.
我不禁想起另一种瘟疫啊。
A far more deadly plague.
是一种更加致命的瘟疫啊。
A plague that is not only possible, but is already in existence.
这种瘟疫不单只有被感染的可能性，是而且已经感染了我们了。
A plague that is not only a threat to just the body, but the soul as well.
这种瘟疫不单止威胁我们身体的健康，更加危及我们灵魂的存亡。
A plague that infects every newborn baby.
这个瘟疫是会影响所有刚刚出世的小朋友。
The plague that I'm talking about is what the Bible calls the original sin.
我所讲的这种瘟疫就是圣经里头所讲的原罪。
We are all born with it.
我们每一个人一出世就有原罪。
The symptoms of this plague includes the following.
这种瘟疫的症状是什么呢？
Wanting your own way and not God's way all the time.
就是你总是照着自己的意思去行，而不是照着上帝的旨意去行。
Enmity and resentment toward God for wanting us to obey Him.
对着上帝抱着敌意同埋怨恨，我哋唔愿意去顺服佢。
Resistance to the fact that He provided only one medicine, one cure for that original sin plague.
拒绝上帝为我哋所预备嘅唯一嘅解药，就系对原罪嘅唯一治疗嘅话。
A severe frustration when we refuse to accept that one and only cure.
就是结果就导致严重的抑郁。
Refusal to accept the cure can lead to eternity in torment and pain.
拒绝接受治疗的时候就会导致永恒的痛苦和煎熬。
But the good news is this.
但是 我有一个好消息想话俾你听。
Those who receive the medicine are not only cured, they experience deliverance, joy, and a desire to recommend this cure to everybody else.
接受咗呢种药嘅人呢，就唔单止得到痊愈啊，佢更加得到得救嘅喜乐，并且好乐于将呢一种药嘅疗效同埋佢嘅经验介绍俾所有嘅人。
That cure is available to everyone, everywhere.Who will avail themselves to the medicine.
无论是哪一个人，在什么地方，你只要愿意接受这种药的时候，你就会得着医治。
What is that medicine?
究竟这种药是什么呢？
Let me tell you about it.
就等我告诉你知啦。
It produces reconciliation with God.
原来这一种药能够让到你和上帝和好啊。
Relief from guilt.
可以让你解除你自己的内疚啊。
And assures us of a bright eternal future.
并且保证将来永恒的时候你会有光明的归宿。
It cures not only the disease, but the consequences of the disease.
原来这种药不单只能够医好疾病本身，同时亦都消除了个疾病的后遗症。
And it provides a permanent immunity against the disease.
还为你提供了对这个病永远的免疫力。
It is not merely the recovering from the disease, but it is the total transformation from that disease.
你不单只会从疾病里头康复，更加会为你带来完全的更新。
It's a transformation from death to life.
可以叫做出死入生啊。
And all of this became possible because somebody paid the price for the medicine.
咁样嘅情况系可行嘅，系因为有人已经俾咗你嘅医药费啦。
My listening friend, listen carefully.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细收听。
There can be no reconciliation without a price.
要去和好就要付一个代价。
And our God paid the price for us to be reconciled with him.
而我们的上帝付出代价，亲自付出代价，让到我们可以同他和好。
Our reconciliation with him required the death of his only son.
我们同上帝和好的代价就是上帝的独生子耶稣基督的死。
But the Son willingly put his life down for our sake.
而是上帝的儿子是甘心为我们舍命。
For anyone who is reconciled with God.
为了每一个愿意同上帝和好的人。
For anyone who has received the only cure from God.
为了每一个都愿意接受上帝给我们唯一治疗罪的医药的人。
They are given another very important privilege.
这些人是会得着一项重要的特殊任务。
They are called ambassadors.
他们的名字将会是大使。
Ambassadors are an instrument of reconciliation.
大使就是使人和睦的媒介。
The ambassadors of Christ point people to the only way that they can be reconciled to God.
基督的使者是为人指出了与上帝和好的唯一途径。
And that is the seventh secret for positive living.
这个也是积极生活的第七个秘诀。
To be ambassadors of reconciliation.
就是要成为一个使人与上帝和好的使者。
In the ancient days,
在古老的年代的时候，
The greatest honor that a king could give one of his subjects was to appoint that person to be his ambassador to another country.
一国之君赐给他的臣民最高的荣誉，就是指派他成为驻守其他国家的大使。
In the ancient days, the title of ambassador was much higher than it is today.
在古代，国家大使的地位远超过现在的大使。
Back then, when the ambassador spoke,It was understood that the king had spoken.
那个时代当大使讲一句话的时候都被视为国王的圣旨。
The ambassador did not act on his own.
大使嘅一举一动唔系佢自己话想做乜就做乜嘅。
But on behalf of his king，
而系佢肩负住国王嘅地位。
The ambassador did not represent himself but his king。
大使唔系代表紧佢自己啊，而系代表佢嘅国王。
The ambassador lived as a foreigner in a foreign land。
大使虽然系住喺外国嘅外国人。
Because all of his authority came from his king in his home country.
但是他拥有的所有权柄都是来自他的祖国的国王。
And this is how it worked.
是怎样运作的呢？
The more powerful the king, the greater the responsibility of the ambassador.
就是当他的国王权势越大的时候，他的大使的责任也都越重。
And so, my listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully.
所以各位亲爱的朋友，请你专心听我讲。
One of our colossal failures as believers in the 21st century is this.
我们这些21世纪的基督徒最大的失败是在于什么呢？
That we have often failed to realize that we are ambassadors of the King of Kings.
我们往往忘记了自己是万王之王的大使。
We often fail to comprehend the power of our king.
我们往往没有认识到我们的王，我们的上帝是多么有能力。
The glory of our king.
我们的王是多么的荣耀。
The authority of our king.
我们的王是多么有权威。
The message of our king.
我们的王的信息是多么的奇妙。
He not only made us ambassadors.
上帝唔单止要我哋成为佢嘅大使啊。
But he authorized us to announce to the world the message of his cure of that original sin plague.
上帝更加授权我哋向呢个世界宣告佢为原罪呢种瘟疫所提供嘅良药。
And that's how the apostle Paul viewed himself.
呢个亦都系使徒保罗点样去睇自己啊。
He lived.For the purpose of telling the good news to those who have never heard about the cure.
使徒保罗生活为了唯一的目的，就是要将好消息话给那些从来没听过那种药方的人。
He did not allow his enemies to slow him down from the high calling of being an ambassador of the King of Kings.
他一定不容许敌人去拖累他，不去回应这个万王之王要他成为大使的这个最高呼召。
He would not allow his critics to stop him from experiencing the power of positive living.
而保罗亦都唔容许其他批评佢嘅人拦咗佢去活出一个积极生活啊。
There were two things that lifted Paul up in the midst of horrendous and vicious attack.
我们见到保罗遭遇残酷恶毒的攻击的时候，有两件事鼓舞了他。
First,
第一件事,
that Jesus, who is perfect, sinless Son of God, died for him to reconcile him with God the Father.
上帝的儿子，那位完美无罪的耶稣基督为保罗而死，以致保罗可以和父上帝和好。
And secondly,
第二件事,
God called him to be his ambassador.
上帝亦都呼召保罗成为基督的使者。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 11 to 17,
哥林多后书第五章十一到十七节那里。
Paul gently and lovingly and yet firmly defends himself against his attackers' accusations.
保罗怀着爱心 温柔同埋坚定咁样去面对人哋去攻击佢，面对人哋去控诉佢，佢并且提出辩解。
And then very quickly, in verses 18 to 21, he focuses on the unparalleled privilege that God gave him.
好快去到第18到21节嗰度，保罗就集中注意力喺上帝赋予俾佢嗰种嘅无可比拟嘅特权上面。
But God gave each believer that same privilege too.
其实上帝系赋予咗每一个基督徒都有同样嘅特权噶。
Paul did not say, "I am an ambassador."
保罗唔系讲话我系上帝嘅使者。
No,
唔系噶。
He said, "We are ambassadors."
保罗话我哋系基督嘅使者。
God not only redeemed us and saved us eternally.
我哋见到上帝唔单止去救赎我哋，拯救我哋入永生。
God not only reconciled us to himself and adopted us as his heirs.
上帝唔单止让我哋同佢和好，让我哋成为佢嘅继承人。
He also called us to be ambassadors.
上帝更加呼召我哋作佢嘅使者。
Whatever your earthly job may be, you can call yourself an ambassador.
无论你朝早从事乜嘢嘅行业，世上嗰度从事乜嘢行业，你都可以叫自己做大使。
Because you speak for the King of Glory.
因为你系为到嗰位荣耀嘅王去讲嘢嘅。
You act on behalf of the King of Glory.
你系为咗嗰位荣耀嘅王去做嘢嘅。
You have the King's authority to proclaim the message of reconciliation to God.
你在今天开始就听到上帝对你的信息，就是说你要去到周围去宣告与上帝和好的消息。
And when you begin to see your life as an ambassador of Jesus Christ,
而当你开始以耶稣基督的使者这个身份去自居的时候，
Nothing and no one can depress you for very long time.
没人或者冇任何事可以长久咁样压抑你啊。
Just like you, I face discouragements.
老实讲，我同你一样都有沮丧嘅时候。
Just like you, I face pressures.
我同你一样，好多时候都要面对压力。
Just like you, I face challenges.
好似你一样咁样，我亦都要面对挑战。
And the devil uses these to try to push me down and keep me down.
魔鬼就利用呢一切嚟打击我，让我跌倒，唔俾我再企翻起身。
But the reason that I cannot stay down for too long is the seventh secret of positive living.
但系之所以我可以咁快爬翻起嚟，原因就系在于积极生活嘅第七个秘诀。
I remind myself of whose power I have.
我成日提醒自己，我拥有嘅能力系边个俾嘅。
I remind myself of who commissioned me.
我提醒自己，究竟系边个差遣我去嘅。
I remind myself of the privilege that he gave me.
我提醒自己，上帝究竟俾咗乜嘢特权我呢？
I remind myself of the title ambassador.
我哋要去提醒自己，我哋系有大使嘅身份嘅。
I remind myself of who I'm speaking for.
我亦都提醒自己，我究竟系帮边个讲嘢嘅。
And then I realize that I may be nothing, but He is everything.
咁当你咁样意识嘅时候，你就会发现自己可能系无名小卒，但系你所传出去嘅上帝却系万王之王、万主之主。
That will lift you up in a hurry.
我想话俾你听。咁样嘅时候，你就会受到鼓舞啦。
Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ.
所以我哋作基督嘅使者。
As though God were making His appeal through us.
就好似上帝藉住我哋去劝你哋一样。
We beg you on behalf of Christ.
奉耶稣基督嘅名字，我要求你哋。
Be reconciled to God.
与上帝和好啊。
What an honor each one of us has.
你觉得这个荣耀大不大啊?
What a privilege each one has been given.
这个是不是真的一个很大的殊荣呢?
My listening friend, we're about to conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我们要做一个总结。
But I cannot conclude without asking this question.
但是在总结之前，我一定要问了这条问题才行。
Someone may be listening today who have never been reconciled to God.
今天在我们的听众朋友当中，可能有些人还没跟上帝和好。
Some may have resentment toward God.
有些人可能是怨恨上帝。
Some of you may be angry with God.
有些人可能是向上帝发紧怒。
My dear friend, God is opening his arms to you right now.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，现在上帝向你张开他的双臂。
He is inviting you to come and be reconciled with him.
上帝邀请你去到他那里同他和好。
He is inviting you to come and surrender to him.
上帝邀请你去到他那里向他降服。
To trust him.
信他。
He is your cure.
因为他就是你的医病的良方。
And he will not only become your savior and lord, but also your friend.
他不单只要成为你的救主，你生命的主宰，更加要做你的朋友。
Don't miss this chance.
希望你不要错过这个机会。
If the Holy Spirit's speaking to you,
如果圣灵正正在跟你讲紧嘢嘅话，
Please pray with me this simple prayer.
请你同我做这个简单的祈祷。
Lord God, I come to you.
主啊，上帝啊，我来到你的面前。
To be reconciled with you.
我希望可以同你和好。
I thank you for Jesus who is making it possible to be reconciled with you.
多谢你赐给我们有耶稣基督，使到我们可以藉着祂同你和好。
I receive you into my life.
我愿意接受你进入我的生命里面。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿们。你愿不愿意作为上帝的使者在这个人间呢？你愿不愿意去传递上帝赐给你的信心、盼望和爱心呢？送给你理想。
传递信望爱决心实践神意象，从立志悔改至今亦也一样，无论有没有我展出我的忠心，曾是软弱跌倒，别再想。但见金色的和愁，或许孤单总要自强，献出一次得主的赞赏。负上使命，将万国照亮。 主将一生奉献，福音遍传，我愿承担，仰望神国度这日每天变过。靠着耶稣，燃启航，能同心参与互补不足，让爱发出光芒。仰望耶稣。能共你一起侍奉，为我主将一生奉献，福音遍传，我愿承担，仰望神国度这日每天变过。福音遍传，我愿承担，仰望神国度这日每天变过。
啱啱呢首歌就是叫做理想。你的理想究竟是什么呢？原来我们基督徒在这个世界上面是有使命的。这首歌讲到我们有一个使命，就是在这个世界上面传遍福音。今日我哋分享嘅，我哋就係使者啊，讲緊。作为使者出使嘅时候，我哋就有个使命。而呢个使命呢，今日麦克牧师同大家分享嘅就係 reconciliation， 就係要同人去和好，同上帝去和好，并且让到人同上帝和好。爱上帝，爱你嘅邻舍，并且让到你嘅邻舍亦都懂得爱上帝。这个呢就是今日我哋想分享嘅信息。好希望你时刻都记住 reconciliation， 让到人同人和好，人同上帝和好，亦都系我哋同我哋嘅邻舍和好。喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，我哋下次节目时间再会。